Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Larry, I came away very optimistic. The Solicitor General presented a strong case for the President's use of the IEEPA, the Emergency Tariff Powers, that's President Trump has used to balance trade, to negotiate with the Chinese on fentanyl, to secure rare earth magnets, to get the Indians to stop buying Russian oil. And, you know, the Solicitor General made a fantastic case that the purpose of the tariffs is to rebalance global trade. We were in an economic emergency. We were near a tipping point. And, you know, you and I know exactly what that looks like. And President Trump has brought the U.S. back. On the other side, I thought that the plaintiffs almost embarrassed themselves. They clearly didn't understand foundational economics. They didn't understand the trade policy they were talking about. And I'm very optimistic after listening to the questions at SCOTUS that the IEEPA ruling is going to come President Trump and this administration's way.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
The third form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Oh, we're so glad we have legal experts here on the Andy Frey Show like Hans, because I would just be a terrible, terrible interpreter of what's going on in Supreme Court right now. Hans, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me. That was an interesting clip you played. I agree that John Sauer, he's the Solicitor General of the U.S., and he was making the arguments yesterday. He did a superb job, but I am not as optimistic that the administration is going to win the case, because the justices, particularly the more conservative justices, they gave the government a pretty tough time. Now, they did also ask tough questions to the other side, but there were quite a few doubts raised by questions asked by the Chief Justice and other justices.
Yeah, well, you made Ryan Wiggins pretty happy, because he wasn't feeling very good about it either. Can you take us back a little bit here? So we got Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Maybe he's trying to get ahead of a ruling that he doesn't like. Maybe he's trying to justify right. What he's doing out there while he's on Fox Business with Larry Kudlow. But can you explain it in a way even I can understand? What actually is this case over? What is being debated and what's at stake?
Look, Donald Trump, through a series of executive orders, has basically issued two kinds of tariffs. He imposed tariffs on products coming in from China, Canada, and Mexico because he says they haven't done enough to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S., which, you know, very deadly drug, big killer of young people. But he's imposed a second set of tariffs that are related to trade. And they are related to the fact that he says many countries have trade barriers for American products. Their products get into the U.S. Our products don't get into their countries. And even when they do, with high prices because of the tariffs, those countries add. So those are trade tariffs also. He's claimed the authority to do this under this 1977 law everybody keeps referring to. It's got this big, long name, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And the Supreme Court has never, ever had a case before it on interpreting it. And what that law basically says is that if the president believes that there is an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, or economy of the U.S., he can declare a national emergency, and he then can, and this is key language they kept arguing about, regulate the importation or exportation of property from a foreign country. So one is the trade deficit, which the president has cited as an emergency. Is that an economic emergency? And is the fentanyl threat an unusual and extraordinary threat? I mean, that's one issue. But the other big issue they kept arguing about was that, remember, the solution the president can put in place is regulation and regulation. He can regulate the importation or exportation of property. It doesn't say tariffs. Now, John Sauer, the SG, argued to the court yesterday that, well, look, tariffs are a historical and long known way of how you regulate imports. So even though the law doesn't specifically say tariffs, clearly that's what the Congress was contemplating when they passed it. One of the big questions the Chief Justice asked was, well, what about the major questions doctrine? And what that means is that when Congress gives, you know, a lot of power to the president, which they've done in this statute, the court in the past has said that they have to be very clear in the exact powers they're giving him, and tariffs are nowhere mentioned in the law. So that was just one of the issues. And like I said, they were giving them, both sides, a pretty tough time. I do think the lawyer arguing for the government did a much better job than the lawyer arguing for the challengers in the case.
You know, sometimes we hear about these Supreme Court cases, and like I'm off the top of my head thinking of the Birthright Citizenship one, and it's in front of the Supreme Court, and everybody's like, oh, this is huge. But actually, it's not about birthright citizenship specifically. It's really more about like a different application of it. So there could be a narrow ruling, there could be a broad ruling that comes from the Supreme Court. Is it possible that when the ruling is made, that they could come up with something that really doesn't satisfy anybody or everybody?
No, that's absolutely right. And what people need to understand in relation to what you just said is that, look, there's a lot of, there's a lot of debate in this country whether tariffs are a good thing or a bad thing economically. That's not what is at issue in this case. The issue is entirely how much power does this federal law give to the president, and are tariffs one of the remedies he can apply? And look, there was no question from the arguments that we know the three liberal justices are going to vote against the administration. In fact, it was almost pathetic at some points when the lawyer for the challengers was getting confused and not doing a good job. Sonia Sotomayor and Justice Brown Jackson stepped in to help him as if they were the lawyers for the challengers in the case. I don't know how this is going to come out. Like I said, there were pretty tough questions from the conservative justices. So, they might be able to come up with some compromise that gives the president, that recognizes his power to declare an emergency, but might limit how and when he can impose tariffs. But anybody who's telling you they know how this case is going to come out, they're wrong.
Last question before we let you go. Hans von Spakovsky speaking with us right now, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. One of the questions that I heard back and forth was like, okay, how many hundreds of billions of dollars have come in due to tariffs? What do we do with that money if we find out, nope, Trump, you can't do that?
Well, see, that'll be a crucial part of the court's decision. If the court says, well, you never should have been able to collect these in the first place, the government is going to be faced with this huge, huge problem of how to return the money. The easy way out of that for the court would be to say, we'll allow the government to keep the money it's collected up through the date of this decision. But after this, the tariffs are no longer enforced. That would be the easy way to dispose of it.
I lied. I have one more question. So if the president doesn't have the authority to do this, my presumption is Congress does.
Yes, that is absolutely right.
So would it be possible then, in part, for the House to come back and say...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say, you know, we're going to pass what Trump said. The Senate goes and does it. Maybe they blow the filibuster out for that while they're potentially doing it for the government shutdown. And then they pass it, they make it law, and then it is.
Yeah, no. If they made it law, then the president can do it and he wouldn't have to worry about the Supreme Court coming in and saying, nope, you can't do that.
I would suppose that the president would want that to happen regardless of what the Supreme Court rules in this point, potentially.
Well, yeah, because he believes quite sincerely that we are facing an economic disaster if we don't fix the trade deficit.
All right. Well, Hans, you always bring common sense to things that are uncommon to our senses. We always appreciate you. Thanks for the clarity today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We'll talk to you again soon. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow, Heritage Foundation. I really probably assume that it's just because it was Scott Bessent and not Lutnick, Ryan, that you would go against what Bessent is wanting there, since you're such a Lutnicky.
Thank you for bringing up Howard Lutnick.
You're welcome.
Because I am a huge Lutnicky.
It's
as
his
you
hair.
Said.
He talks about Lutnick's hair all the time.
That's false.
Envious.
That part's false.
It's hair envy.
That's true. The other stuff's false. No, the Lutnick thing, big, bold idea. I'm just going to throw it out there. What if President Trump pitched to the American people going into the midterms, if Congress gives me the power to tariff, I will, speaking of Lutnick, get rid of income taxes for everybody under $150,000.
I think they'd have to make a strong economic case that is something that we are ready to do. But we'll see. I don't know. I mean, if Congress can get, you want to talk about needing to win the midterms, folks. You want the full experience of Donald Trump and what he wants to do to our country, with our country, for our country. We're going to need a good midterm. We're going to need it to not be so razor thin. Real quick break here. The press conference of the White House has resumed. From my view right now, everybody is standing on their feet except for President Trump, who is sitting, of course, at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. So we'll dip in and see how they rebooted that press conference that ended abruptly a little bit earlier because one of the individuals from the pharmaceutical companies, I almost said pharmaceutical, how do you feel about that?
You did say it.
One of the individuals in the background, he passed out. He just kind of did that collapse thing, and he's apparently fine. So we'll visit in and see how they rebooted that when we come back. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.